Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
Wow. Here I am sitting in Junction Station in Grand Junction, Colorado, pushing the boundaries, Devin Tilley leading the Art of Construction, sitting here looking at Tom Reber from the Contractor Fight, and Cindy McMurray, who is the owner of CP Designs, who jumped in with us full steam ahead before you saw these beautiful pieces of art on the wall. That before that, we had to create the bones to put this all together. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go on a journey of collaboration and coaching. Devin Tilley leading the Art of Construction is going to connect the dots, and I'm honored to have Tom Reber from the Contractor Fight, who's going to be coaching us along the way. And we're nothing out there leading these tribes without the people in the business.
That's right.
And so our first podcast together, Tom's getting on the road. I'm proud of him for coming here. Tom, welcome to the Art of Construction. And I welcome to be part of the Contractor Fight.
Come on, give me five here, man. Damn. Knocked the mic over and everything.
That didn't take us long.
Man, you were just like agonizing over the setup of the audio and all the chords are perfect. We do one high five 1 minute into this thing and we screw it all up. So that's what happens.
That's what happens
when you bring the Contractor Fight into your studio. We demolish stuff.
So we take the studio on the road to Junction Station.
Yes, we are at Junction Station, which I have to say is a phenomenal space for contractors and design professionals and people in the home improvement industry to have a home base. I mean, I've been here, 30 minutes, maybe? About 40 minutes I've been here. You gave me half of a tour, and my mind is blown, and I'm ready to, say, let's open up a bunch of these across the country, man, because it's
awesome.
Pretty cool. Because I mean, how many guys, raise your hand right now, if you are driving down the road, if you're a contractor, you're a home improvement professional, a builder, a designer, and you're like, I wish I can get this business off of my dining room table. Mm-hmm. Or I wish I can, have a place, a home base to meet my clients with and stuff. So I know we're going to get into this. I'm getting all excited. But this is first rate. Like, you didn't half-ass this, man. So mm-hmm. Here, fist bump. Quiet fist bump. There you go. That way we don't knock anything.
Yeah, we'll drop the mic here at the end. But, all good stories have a beginning, chapters and an end, and one of the most important chapters is the people inside of the business from our community. So our podcast here at Junction Station is with Cindy McMurray. So here, let's start off on the speed round. And what's your favorite beverage?
My favorite beverage is Diet Pepsi. Pretty boring, isn't it?
Diet Pepsi.
I'll put a little bit of Malibu in there.
I expected so much better from you.
Sorry.
A little Malibu. Tonight, I am going to make sure I have a Diet Pepsi and a Malibu here. We are going to drink one of those together tonight. After this, we work hard and we play hard. So what's your favorite place you've traveled?
My favorite place I've ever traveled was Jamaica.
And
it was amazing. I was invited to the owners of Half Moon Bay, invited a friend and I to visit there. So we got to stay on the resort for no cost, which was amazing.
Nice.
And we got to tour the old, the downtown and their culture and what a poor country it is. And it was just absolutely phenomenal. Probably some of the neatest people I've ever met in my life were there.
Did you come home with braids?
Yeah, I should have. No, yeah, but
no,
yeah,
okay.
No, I didn't.
It's like
I know everybody.
Comes back with
they
braids,
do,
right?
But it was quite the experience, and the ocean and the culture was just heartfelt. I mean, it was pretty awesome. The culture was amazing to me.
Cool.
But yeah, that was definitely the most unbelievable place I've ever been. I haven't been to many places, but that was one place I'll never forget.
Well, what's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena we like to call the art of construction?
So outside of the art construction, it's probably inside my home doing the same thing. No, I actually do a lot of things. I love to golf. Mm. I love to hike. I'm an exercise fanatic and enjoying my children and my grandkids.
So well, this is a good place to be. It's like the secret of Colorado. With this stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
From the amazing Redlands Mesa golf course to the mountain biking and the hiking is just fascinating here. So we always like to first get to know a little bit about our guests, but Tom and I can't help ourselves to just dive in. So the goal here is to learn about Cindy and what her company is about with CP Designs inside of Junction Station. So give us your journey and what CP Designs is all about.
I've been doing the interior design world for the last 26 years, and it has been quite a journey. I've been really blessed with clients that keep coming back to me, you know, every couple years when they need something new or they move into a new home or whatever. Really nice contractors. A lot of them have had to learn how to deal with some outside help. A lot of times they just send clients to vendors to pick out carpet and tile and stuff. And a lot of times those contractors have had to go and participate in some of that, and a lot of the builders don't want to do that. So it's been quite a process trying to get into that whole world of helping the contractors and them knowing that interior designers are worthy of helping. And so it has been a good journey, lots of wonderful builders and home improvement people that I actually contract out as well. I use a lot of subcontractors myself when we take on small remodels and things like that. It's been an interesting journey, but my favorite part of the interior design is not only just doing the interior design as far as designing fireplaces and the items that they're going to use as making their home outstanding, like the doors, the windows, the baseboard, the crown molding, the wood on the ceiling, but it's to finish it. And I love to do furniture, and that's probably my biggest love is to finish the homes with a lot of really nice, unique furniture pieces to make every room that they want to be a little bit more unique.
Awesome.
And able to provide that for them.
Well, what a great lead-in to where we're going with this thing. I would call you a project designer because you actually care about the built-in artwork to the moving pieces of that. And that's definitely the journey I want to go on. And I want to tee this up by saying this Junction Station evolution started by learning by doing from building a community by learning by doing. And why I say that is that this Junction Station, it all started from Keith Hogstead, the general manager of our location here in Grand Junction, said, "Devin, we're doing great at our little location that I took Tom to last night. Is we need a warehouse."
Right.
And I always think big. Mm-hmm. And so what started as we need a warehouse to let's take the concepts of co-working and what I like to call the experience center, that if you go to Google and type in keywords, you go showroom or design, all these different things, that at the end of the day, we're all trying to create that experience, right? So I wanted to make an experience center and put design center, that is what people know that term, and co-working and put them together. And so this is an audio podcast that I want to sit back and learn from you guys, from Tom knowing a little bit about the art of construction, Devin Tilley leading that, and seeing this for 30 minutes, and Cindy for our first anchor tenant outside of Mountain View Window and Door that didn't have a choice because I own that company too, which the banks like when I was going for financing, that a story of our window covering guy said, "I've been telling everybody about what you're doing and they keep saying back to me is let me know how it goes."
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of people that want to blaze trails. They want to follow the leader. So
Absolutely. The
leader is now passing the mic to Tom to say, we met face-to-face for the first time last night. We're fans of each other. Take us on what you saw audio-wise that you saw for 30 minutes here.
Well, like I shared earlier, it's first rate. You know, I mean, there's nothing that's half-assed here.
Absolutely.
And I think that sends a huge message. You know, you talk about building a community here, and Cindy, that's why you're here, right? You're here to be part of this community. And in my community, in the contractor fight, one of the phrases we throw around a lot is, "Show me your friends, I'll show you your future." And I think as you're bringing in some highly talented people like Cindy into a place like this, you're gonna just by default, just by hanging around people that are successful, you're all gonna grow more successful. And that's why I think, that's what I'm most excited about here. Of course, you know, the doors and the windows and the design and everything looks really great here. But I'm most excited for the community that you're gonna build, because you're literally under one roof. I mean, Cindy, you have 26 years of business experience under your belt. There's not an entrepreneur in this building who couldn't come to you and pick your brain on something and say, hey, how would you handle this? Or, I mean, think of the resource you have in the community here. So to me, that's the thing that jumps out the most, other than just how well it's done. I mean, I'm just scratching the surface of
it. Yeah, and
I'm gonna take my iPhone around later on, and I'm gonna go on YouTube, and we'll do a YouTube live video and stuff, and we'll show everybody what we're seeing here. But I'm excited for the people that you're gonna assemble, because you're not gonna have, this isn't a place for unsuccessful people to come. This is gonna be a place for successful people to come hang out.
Very true.
I appreciate that's what you saw, because that's what it's all about, you know, is we wanna own the high end in the luxury market, because we have so much fun with that. And that's what, you can only be good at so many things. And to tee it over to Cindy, is last night I was with the other co-owners, and the comment that just resonated me as we were just taking a moment to reflect, and man, we worked hard on this, and they're like, God, we're just so grateful to have Cindy. I'm like, wow. Like, that's an emotional check to say, well, I think she's grateful to have us. And so you can't fake that.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what's it like from actually having your stuff in here to meeting with Keith to say, how does the business of this work? And we didn't look at the numbers. We looked at you being the leader of the tribe when you talk about Junction Station. So what would you say about that?
Boy, that's... that you said it all right there. It's a wonderful opportunity for me. As I said, I've been doing this for many years, and I actually did have a design firm down on Independent for 5-7 years before the crash happened in 2009, 2010, right around there. And things were just going crazy in Grand Junction. And since then, we've had a rough time, like everyone else, and you know, mostly in Colorado, we've had a tough road to bring it back up. And my dream has always been to have a facility that can house so many of our industry items and qualities that it takes to build a nice home. I don't think we have to just push towards high end of anything. I think we need to inform people. We need to have them learn of quality stuff. You don't always have to spend a fortune to get quality. Mm-hmm. And you can have unique and
value.
Wonderful.
You want to create the best,
absolutely,
value.
The best value for whatever you can get. That doesn't mean that you can't hire a builder that, you know, only builds high-end projects. It doesn't mean you don't have to hire a designer, because everybody has this preconceived idea that, well, that's going to cost too much money. In the long run, it usually saves you money, because we can put inexpensive tiles in together with some other inexpensive tiles and make it look like it's actual stone or whatever it is. You know, little tricks of the trade that we know that people aren't accustomed to seeing or being, you know, around, that they can use and utilize for their home. You know, the neatest thing about where we are here is that I really see this as a design experience, design firm, design center, because it is overwhelming to build a home. And anybody that has built a home, I think they'll say, my gosh, I didn't realize we have to make so many decisions. And it's so wonderful to be able to come into a place and say, wow, look at the doors are all ready. We can choose from these doors, high end to, you know, quality, but a little lower end. Same thing with windows. My goodness, you can get this many color of windows. I mean, it's amazing what you can learn and what you can experience. And then you can walk through and you can see a kitchen that's fully done, and you'll see it's a really nice Craftsman cabinetry done, you know, granite on the countertop. You know, we can provide you with tiles and carpets. We can provide you with finished looks of furniture. So we're getting all of that underneath one roof. So it's just a one-stop place for people to come and feel like it's not so overwhelming.
Well, it screams expert.
Absolutely,
right?
It does.
When somebody, let's say, what's another business that's going to move in here with you?
It's not a design. IT company.
Okay, so
electrical, yeah. Like so integrator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you're working with a home automation company doing IT work or maybe sound system
right.
and things like that in the home, and you Google one and you find the other one here.
Yes.
I mean, just think of the differentiation
right
there, because they can come here, they can hang out, they can meet you, they can see that. Again, back to the community, back to
yeah.
the type of people that you're hanging out with. To me, it just elevates. It's a marketing thing, right? You're positioning yourself as the real deal, and so much trust is being built there. So can I pick her brain for a couple minutes?
Let's do it.
Is that cool?
Yeah,
because the coach in me is going nuts here.
That's,
we have somebody sitting at the table.
My job was to connect you to, and now you coach. That's what we do.
With nearly three decades of experience at the table with us, 26 years,
My philosophy, the best ideas are stolen. So I'm 37 years old. I was sitting there and
stealing. There you go.
So I'm going to hijack this for a few minutes, because I have a few questions and there might be a follow-up. You okay with that, Devin?
Lock and
roll. All right, man. Cool. When you look back over, you said the first 3 years you worked for somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 23 years in your own business.
Yep.
When you look back, what have you done right? Like, what jumps out? Something that most people just go, oh, I wish I didn't do this, this, and this. But certainly you've done some things right. So what comes to mind?
I've connected with people. And I think that's a huge thing. I think you have to know the people you're dealing with and build confidence in them that they can trust you through, the whole transaction of building.
Mm-hmm.
And then that you're not going to steer them wrong, that you're not going to take them down the most expensive road. And I am really big on budget. I really have a belief that, when you're building a house, it's huge. I mean, it's, a lot of times the most expensive thing that people ever do. So I'm really keen on showing them products that will fit their budget and trying to make those as unique as they can. Can we really afford that? Or, and make them trust and believe that, yes, I mean, we can get your dream just right where you want it, And so that's probably my biggest connection I think I've had with people, is people do trust and value what I have been able to do.
Yeah.
And I've learned that from working for a design firm where, big and beautiful homes, we do an Aspen and Telluride and things. But a lot of times, that's a lot of money that they don't even know that they're spending.
Right, right.
And so I've learned that, man, when they don't even know budgets, and that always really bothered me, because we were doing custom things for people that, money just didn't matter. Well, it has always mattered to me, and the most of us, it matters too, that we need to know where we're going and what direction we're headed in any aspect of the design and the building. So I learned, that was probably the biggest learning experience to me, was that, okay, this is all great. Since I'm working for somebody else, I don't have to have a budget with some of these clients. But I wanted to scale that down and work with people that I knew, a few jobs that I was doing in Grand Junction that were budget conscious, and they couldn't afford those kind of blinds on the window or that lighting package that we put together, or, $100 fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, silly things that, well, we can still get that look but not have to spend that kind
right.
of money. And that was big for me.
So you've probably seen a lot of designers come into the industry through the years, right?
Many.
Okay. What jumps out as some of the biggest mistakes maybe they're making as they're trying to start their career and build their business?
Well, I'll tell you, the interesting thing that I get hit with all the time is the difference between an interior decorator and an interior designer. Because everybody's an interior decorator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all you do is put colors together, rearrange furniture. So, everybody's builder's wives can be interior decorators,
right.
They can, and that's all great, because if you have a sense to do that, that's awesome. Interior designer makes it a little more, you know, where you can do space planning and you can do lighting plans and electrical plans. And, you know, you usually go to schooling and get a certified affiliated degree, which means a lot. Mm-hmm. You can look at plans and you can tell how you need to rearrange rooms for sizes, for doors, door swings, you know, some more technical things. And I kind of forgot your question, so ask me that again.
That's okay. So what, where do young designers go wrong when they're starting their career?
Well, where they go wrong is, well, maybe that they don't connect with the people or they don't have enough background to really pursue what they want to pursue.
Background meaning what?
Background meaning that it takes a lot more than just knowing how to, you know, paint in a, mm-hmm. you know, on a paint chip looks different right. when yeah. you put it on a wall. I mean, you have to know your color hues. You have to know, you know, a lot of things that I did not really even know until I really got into it. And even schooling doesn't, you know, teaches you some of that stuff, but until you experiment with it. And they, you know, a lot of, if you really have a love for it, mm-hmm. I think then you can be successful. But you have to have, you know, you have to be persistent, and I think you have to really have a feel for it, a flair for it.
I got to tell a story about our Experience Center in Denver, and we put emphasis, when you listen to the Art of Construction platform, there's two focuses that I'm working really hard on connecting the dots. And number one is people or labor, and number two is technology. And I think those two things mm-hmm. are massive, massive. That's how you
they are.
Yeah. Because the next buyer wave is millennials that they buy through their phone. And the previous mm-hmm. people bought, you know, so they're now, when you talk paint chips, they're thinking the app on their phone to get their paint chip versus back in the day, you'd go get a, put on the wall and do it differently.
Yeah.
So how do we blend those two together? And so the story I tell is that one of our awesome interns at the Experience Center in Denver, and I'm working with CMU, the college here in Grand Junction where I went to college, go Mavs, is to have these interns come in to help train the art of construction. And so the story I tell is we're laying out the new design center or the Experience Center. Design Center Experience. Yeah, I'm struggling myself to call it that. Because mm-hmm. that change is hard. And so Nate is versed in Revit and AutoCAD, and we're training him how to do the real world versus his theory at CU Boulder. And so, Nate, your job is to put the Experience Center into AutoCAD that then we're going to use in Bluebeam and all collectively work together. So Nate goes out there working with Brett, one of our amazing superstars that's been with me since the beginning, one of our top trusted advisors. And I stand back and I'm watching this happen. I'm in the corner of the room, and Nate is taking his laser shooting measurements, mm-hmm. and Brett's with his tape measure laying it out on the floor, and they're not connecting to each other because they're using different devices, the analog and the digital. And so they're going back and forth, and Brett's like, well, let's lay this out and putting the strips on the floor, and Nate's just shooting and doesn't have a wall to shoot to, and they're different things that work and don't work. And Nate's, I got this. And then I later found out his digital tape measure was 6 inches. It wasn't calibrated.
Right. Oh,
and so this the analog versus the digital is a real thing, as we're now trying to get Cindy moving from one place to this place to make sure if you Google it, they come see you at the right place.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And so that's what I'm trying to be this, put this community, but to be the massive connector to say through this megaphone to have Deb Hogstead, who's our community director, that nobody knows how to make people smile and food is love and all those things that you learn. But how do we blend the millennials that do know how to log in and Google it? So I think that's a pivotal time of people and technology. What would you say, has it been a little bit scary, right? But has it been helpful to kind of me to say, Cindy, I went into Google and put your address here, and then now you can connect those dots. What would you say about having that tool for Junction Station?
Oh, no, I think it's, I mean, you versed me on that this morning. Absolutely, it's a must. And my generation has had to catch up with all the technology and stuff. And I have not been on that road nearly as much as a lot of the other people in the industry. But I think it's, if you're not in the whole technology thing, you lose. I think it's a
But you also a have lose to. If you don't, like Keith Hogstead, our general manager, this place would have just been on paper and a dream.
Yeah.
Devin's vision, if Keith wouldn't have put the tool belt on.
Right on.
And he's he's worked tirelessly to try to transfer that tool belt. So we are focused on building the contractor community. So I want to pass it to you, Tom, to say, how do we transfer that tool belt to the next generation?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we run into a lot in our communities and our Contractor Sales Academy and some of the other things we have going on is the younger people come in and they've grown up not knowing a world where you didn't use your thumbs.
So right? True.
And so they've not known a world where you didn't have to pop your popcorn on the stove.
Yeah.
You know, you could literally push a couple buttons and boom, you have popcorn, you can heat up your taco or whatever. So what I see a lot, and I believe automation is good, I believe technology is good, I think it's a tool when used properly is a great thing. What I would encourage the contracting world to do is never lose that personal touch.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Cindy, it was the first thing you said about what you've done right. You're like, I've built relationships. And so much is lost with tone and you know, body language and all those other things when we hide behind email, we hide behind a text, we don't pick up the phone. I was at a marketing seminar a couple years ago, probably 4 years ago now, and this woman had all this crazy data, and she said that the millennials and younger, I can't remember what all those groups are called, right?
Yeah.
They actually view it as an invasion of privacy if you call them.
Wow.
Like, that's just how they're wired. And yet, those of us that are older than that, we're just like, just pick up the phone and get an answer and talk to a human being. So I would encourage, use technology, but never at the expense of not building relationships and being authentically who you are. So an example would be, and I do this and you do this, and it, you know, Devin, is if you go on our Facebook feeds and look at our Facebook lives, we're using technology, but we're just being ourselves. It's not massively scripted. We're, you know, I'm shooting a video and I might have a big zit on my forehead or whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm not worried about
missing a tooth.
Yeah. right now you're missing a tooth. Yeah. But I would also say, you know, how do you pass that tool belt on? It would be really understanding what's important to the person that you're working with. So if I'm working directly for a homeowner, the best thing I can do is truly understand what's important to the homeowner, not what's important to me.
We get absolutely
in our own ways. I mean, you probably have ideas as a designer, right?
Yeah.
But a customer or a client is just stuck on something that they saw in 1982 and they want to bring back pink pickled woodwork or whatever it is. Okay, we used to do that stuff.
Right? Uh-huh, absolutely.
So it was, you know.
And it is back.
We used to take pills and a splash of cherry stain.
Oh, that my gosh.
That's how we made it in the field.
That's too funny. Yeah.
So, but I want to ask Cindy here about the contractor thing, because one of, you know, I owned a painting company outside of Chicago years ago, and we did between 300 and 400 projects a year. And I had a massive amount of work through designers, relationships that were built through the years. And I'm always telling my people, build relationships with influencers. You know, who's standing in front of your client every day? That's who you need to have a relationship with. And a lot of contractors, no matter what they are, but a lot of contractors have a hard time working with or for a designer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, I can even see you smiling right now.
Yeah.
You're like, so what if you could wave a magic wand over the contracting world? What would you tell the average guy that wants to, you know, build a relationship with a successful interior designer? Like, what are most contractors missing that you wish they knew?
Well, I wish they were really insightful of how much help we really are to them, not to only them, but to their clients and to the entire project. I mean, they aren't used to developing trust. I mean, they need to use us almost like they're as a sub. You know, I think some of these contractors have subs that they use. and have for years, the same electrical guys, the same plumbing guys, the same. And if they could entrust in a designer who they knew was not going to show their clients outrageously expensive, decorative lighting or plumbing fixtures, all that, but they had a budget that they could work with and they could develop a plan that made the builder's house look fantastic, it's kudos to them. You know, the builder makes, you know, designers make builders look good. Uh-huh. And then when we really finish their home, like in the Prada Homes, and decorate their homes as well, you know, everybody thinks it's the builder. You know, I mean, so it really helps the builders in the long run. And, you know, and everybody can be happy. I mean, the clients, I mean, that's our end goal, is we want our customers to come back. And we want them to tell other people, man, use them, you know, use that builder. He's great. He has a great crew of people. They're all respectful. They're all, you know, and they're on time. They're on budget. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the best of everything.
Right.
You know, awesome. I just don't know how often that always happens, but it can.
So
it can happen.
Let me tell you, this is not a good story. We were working with an interior designer once, and she had spent almost 6 months getting this homeowner to make decisions.
Oh my goodness.
Like it was, and it wasn't even a new home. It was like she was redoing the inside of her current home. It wasn't like a new build or anything like that. And we're 4 hours from being done on the job. My team is in there, we're literally half a day and we're done. We're like detailing, we're cleaning up, mm-hmm. you know, pulling tape and all this other stuff. And you know, she's got the furniture and all this other stuff scheduled to come in the next day and this and that. So after 6 months, right, of this woman just, or this client just driving her crazy. And she asks one of my painters, what do you think of the color? Time out. I had failed to train my people how to answer that question. My guy goes, he goes, that's a little green for me.
Oh my goodness.
she puts the brakes on, calls the designer, delayed 3 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
And so the
goodness.
Designer spent the next 3 weeks talking her off the cliff that this color was just fine.
Oh my gosh. Hey.
So that's a message to all you guys that yes. work with designers. There's only one right answer when a homeowner asks you, what do you think? I can't imagine it could be any better. I might do this in my house.
There you go.
That is
smart.
The only right answer. We
smart.
Actually made that part of our employee onboarding.
That's
after
too
that.
Funny.
So it's great.
Yeah.
So as
wow.
we're working really hard as the platforms wow. that you're gonna see this on both Devin Tilley leading the Art of Construction and Tom Reber leading the Contractor Fight. We're working hard to make these a little bit tighter and shorter, so you're not gonna see a lot of extra fluff. It's really for you to grow your business. Mm-hmm. Connecting and contractors to coach. If there's one thing to help them grow their business from this conversation, Tom, leave the audience and then Cindy and I'll finish her off.
Above all else, build and protect relationships, because technology is going to change. Mm-hmm. Your location of your business could change. You might decide you wake up tomorrow and don't want to be a landscaper anymore. And you might want to be an electrician, I don't know, but the relationships you can carry with you. And if you're a person of integrity, if you surround yourself with other winners like you're doing here at Junction Station, mm-hmm. That's something that can never be taken away. So that's the kind of the theme that I'm feeling today, man, is relationships, connections, because it can be lonely too, right? I mean, that's another great thing about Junction Station here is you can come in, I don't know about you, but sometimes you just wake up and you're feel like half your mind's in a bad place or whatever mm-hmm. it is, and then you get around somebody who brings some positive energy to you and some things like that. You can't come in here and not feel a positive vibe. Everybody I've met
is happy.
Is happy. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's relationships.
Cool.
All right.
Cindy?
Awesome. I think that's huge. And I totally agree. The technology, we need to use it to our advantage, not to our disadvantage, working with clients. And I honestly think, you know, everything is so done on, you know, Revit and Chief Architect and stuff. It's just it on paper. I think we need to use our personalities and build our trust and insight with the clients and identify with, you know, some of their struggles and help them through it. And it's not an easy process. So absolutely build trust and relationships is huge.
And I'll bring it full circle. Whether it's pickled pink millwork or a millennial that wants to run their whole house from their iPhone.
Yep. Yep.
Know your audience, tribe. And we don't know everything. So be part of a community that all works together to, at the end of the day, find out what makes you tick and what makes what you're passionate about, and then surround yourself around others that have similar passions that all come together. Thanks for being members of the tribe. Good work.
Great to be here.
Drop the mic!
There we go.
Crush it out of the tribe. Good work.